Hello and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
This is the podcast that we do on Patreon for all you lovely patrons out there about our lives, about all our stuff, a little bit extra insight into our lives. A little dramatic pause there for you, Ashley.
Yeah, I loved it.
So we're releasing this episode for this month of Patreon because Ashley and I are actually getting ready to hop on a plane to London.
London town.
Old Matty old London for our Thanksgiving plans. We're going to go spend the whole week in Thanksgiving and a whole week in London.
In Thanksgiving. Where they don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
If you've seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, there is a Thanksgiving town.
Oh, do you think it's run by a giant, like, naked plucked turkey?
No, I think it's ran by a Puritan.
Ugh, that just sounds like hell. Sorry to our Puritan listeners.
You shall not enjoy anything. Yeah.
Like a Handmaid's Tale.
It is Handmaid's Tale. That's what it is. Oh, man. I want to see the Nightmare Before Christmas, too. Nightmare Before Thanksgiving.
DC. Disney can call us at any time, and we will pitch.
So we thought we'd do this month's Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures before the American Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes.
And talk about traveling.
Yeah.
Talk about traveling. Ashley, now you have traveled.
I would say I've traveled extensively for a person of my age.
You have traveled from Canada to America.
Yes, I would dare say I immigrated.
You made that travel.
I did.
Is there a trip for you that stands out or a trip that was either terrible or a trip that was like really good, specifically in terms of the plane ride?
Oh, in terms of the plane ride, I was going to be like, I don't know if I've ever had a terrible trip. I've had plenty of terrible plane rides. So last year, maybe the year before, I'm not good at time. I flew from Los Angeles, California to Monterey, California, which is about the flight time of a gently lobbed Frisbee. It's like a 37-minute flight. Flying back was the most turbulence I ever experienced on a plane. We dropped so far, I literally thought I was going to die. And I was sad that I was alone on that plane with like 12 other entertainment reporter types, and that I was going to die on a plane ride that was less than an hour. I would say that's the worst, but I've had a lot of bad stewardess experience as well. Recently, coming back from New York, I buzzed and nobody came to see me for 45 minutes. And then when they did, they called me a liar. So that was great. Are there any that stand out for you?
I didn't expect this podcast just to become bitching about the airline service.
Well, asked me about bad you asked me about bad flights, and those immediately came to mind.
Mine is of course it's hard not to talk about the flight that I took to Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Which was a 24 hours of actual flight time. That's not including all the stopovers we had. But one of the stopovers we had was in Gander, Canada.
Yeah,
and so
Newfoundland.
We got to go into Gander, Canada, and we actually the plane didn't pull up to the airport. Like there was like, it was literally like they opened the door and like, here, there's the airport, walk over this. So we had to walk through the snow.
Well, that's a good maritime airport right there. It's the same thing when you go to Fredericton.
And then I remember the Gander airport being very, very 70s.
You sure?
A lot of wood paneling.
Yeah.
Browns and beiges. And then also on that same air flight, we stopped at Shannon, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Now going there, we didn't get much of time to spend in Shannon, Ireland. But on the way back to Shannon, Ireland, we got stuck there for 24 hours because there was a giant blizzard on the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually let us leave the airport because otherwise we were stuck in an airport for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we went out to a pub and we had some very nice Irish folk in the closest pub buy us all drinks because they're like, oh, you're Yanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was lovely. Do you have a best trip in your life? Like, where's the best place that's not either Canada or United States?
Yeah, it would not have been one of
that
those.
You went to.
It would not have been one of those.
What? You didn't like the Petrified Forest in Arizona?
I liked the Petrified. I liked the Grand Canyon better, I would say. My first trip outside of North America, my first international trip actually, was to England and Scotland when I was 14. And I really like Scotland. I always have. I've always liked Scottish culture. I love bagpipes. You can play bagpipes at my funeral that I'm not going to have. It'll be great. And it was the magical fairyland that I was going to. I hoped it was going to be. There were beautiful castles. And it's the trip that the most lived up to my expectations. And it was probably because I was so young. I'm sorry if we have any listeners who are 14, but you're very, very young and your worldview will change dramatically. So I just wanted, the Scottish people to be amazing and eat shortbread and see hairy cows.
Is shortbread a Scottish thing?
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go.
I'm part Scottish. I didn't know
Me
that.
Me too.
All right.
Look at that. We're maybe related.
Don't say that.
Yeah, but like that was the most magical trip. And it's the one that I look back the most fondly on. Like, I don't remember being unhappy at any point on that trip, even though it rained the entire time. So that's a pretty happy memory.
That happens a lot in Europe.
Well, specifically in that United Kingdom area. Yep. Lots of precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one that stands out for you as being especially magical?
I mean,
besides Shannon, Ireland.
I mean, magical is not the descriptor
well,
that I would use.
What's your best trip outside of North America?
I don't know if I have a best trip. I mean, because honestly, like, if I say best trip, it'd be tough not to say Hawaii.
Sure.
It's North America, but...
I'll give you that, though. It's pretty far off coast.
When I was... it's really doesn't seem like it's part of North America. Going to Germany was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For me, and seeing Germany and seeing all the old castles, and I remember we went to an old monastery that brewed their own beer, which I thought was... amazing.
Yeah, Europeans don't think castles are cool. We can swear on this version, right? On this podcast?
Yes.
Castles are cool as fuck. and castles are the best. And every time you go to Europe and people are unimpressed by castles, I don't know how you just don't think they're the greatest.
Yes. So castles are great. So we did that. I drove on the Autobahn.
How fast did you go?
Oh, God. I buried that needle. I don't remember. And this was like in a rented like kind of U-Haul van that we had.
Of course it was.
So like all we are already top heavies. So we're like... you know, that's like, but yeah, we went on the Autobahn quite a bit. I remember we accidentally walked into a gay rights parade. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But like,
it wasn't necessarily your plan, though, to attend this.
It was not our plan because we walked in and, you know, we saw like a lot of Germans in leather, a lot of Germans in black leather. Then I saw somebody who was basically dressed up like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh.
And then like, let's say two dudes doing a sex act right in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were like, where are we? And it was like, oh, gay rights parade. Then finally, once we got past that, I saw the flag. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's where we're going to.
That's super funny.
Whereabouts
in Germany were you?
This was that was in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Munich, Germany.
In Bavaria.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's basically where I was. It was in Bavaria. But yeah, I don't know. Just doing that was kind of cool.
Berlin's a good time, too. Shout out to all of our...
I've never been to Berlin.
...patreons in Berlin.
Yeah, I don't know if we have any patrons in Berlin.
If you are a Patreon... patron from Berlin, please let us know.
But yeah, I don't know. That's some interesting times.
Is there anywhere that you are really looking forward to going, or like if you had all the money and all
Australia.
The time in the world, that's where you want to go? You want to go to Australia?
I want to go to Australia. I really, really want to go to Australia. I want to see the Outback. I want to see is it Devil's Tower that's out there? No, is that in Utah? That's in here. That's in the United States. I'm wrong with that because that's in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I'm an idiot.
You want to do Walkabout though, right?
I want to do a Walkabout. I want to go way out there. I would love to go find the town that they shot the series finale to Leftovers in.
Uh-huh,
I think that would be really cool just to go visit it. I want to spend time with Nicholas Scott, amazing, extraordinary Wonder Woman artist. I want to see the Great Coral Reef before it completely disappears.
Yeah, me too.
And I just would love to walk around Sydney a bit because so many movies have filmed in Sydney, so I feel like I know that city even though I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
But Australia is like the magical island that I have not been to yet. Like I could say I would make the deal right now that somebody would be like, I will pay for you to go spend a month in Australia, free for you, free flight, free place to stay every day. You get a month in Australia. You can never travel anywhere outside the United States for the rest of your life. I would take that deal.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, also because of my life experience, like I've seen a lot of the world because of the Army.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like Australia is the last place I need to go to kind of like check off my list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I'm lucky for.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you?
I really want to go to Morocco. I
go to Morocco.
Good. Shockingly, have never been to the Middle East or Africa or really anywhere that part. Most of my travel has been in Europe. And I would really...
You whitey.
I'm very white. That's true. Sorry. Hashtag not all white people, I guess. I feel like Morocco is one of the safer ways to go to that part of the world.
Sure.
It's still very European. They make great tea there. I like Moroccan food.
I'd love to see the Strait of Gibraltar.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So that's up high on my list. And then earlier this year for work, I got to go to New Zealand very briefly. And I would love to go for more than like 3 days because New Zealand is Middle Earth. And a lot like Scotland, the people there are outstanding and the culture is really amazing.
I'd include also, I'm going to up in the deal. my Australia deal that I'm getting from this magical genie.
Yeah, you get to go to
New Zealand. Australia, 1 month in New Zealand.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. But yeah, and I want to see Hobbiton. I do. Yeah. The actual, like, the farmer's field.
Give a shout out to this guy that you met there and tell him about him and let our listeners know about this guy, because you had a really amazing experience and he does this tour that's in New Zealand that I would love to do one day.
So if you're ever going to New Zealand, hit up Mike, like the name Mike the Guide. He's got a website, he's got a Twitter, he's really legit. He's a really nice guy. He hit me up when we were in New Zealand and he has a tour company where he'll pick you up at the airport and he'll take you all over New Zealand. You know, there's a bunch of packages you can purchase, obviously, depending on how intense you want it to be. But you can do the full Lord of the Rings experience and you can like start at the top and go all the way to the bottom and see all the different shooting locations. He knows the best time of year to go to visit Hobbiton specifically because they have some weird calendar issues. And he was also an extra in a whole bunch of the Lord of the Rings movie scenes. So he has...
Have you figured out where he is in any of the movies?
I know the scenes he's in, but he's often in Uruk-hai, so difficult to identify. But he's got great stories about shooting there. He just shot on the Mortal Engines that wrapped there a couple months ago, and he's a great nerd.
What's the name of his company again?
Mike the Guide.
And
his name is Mike. He's amazing. Please hire him and tell him that I sent you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'd love to do his tour because he'll take you like for 2 weeks camping at all the like shooty locations of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think would be a neat way to see New Zealand, but also be like a neat way to be like, oh, I recognize this.
It's also because, spoiler alert, most of New Zealand is like wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cities are, compared to North American cities, they're very small.
Look, that's why they called it Hunt for the Wilder People. I saw that movie. Wilder People.
I feel like that movie is actually a really good example of what my experience of New Zealand was. Like, that's what it's like.
All right, so let's end this podcast. We talked a little bit about travel. This is probably the calmest Jason Ashley's Excellent Adventure we've already had. I'm fine with that. What are you reading, Ashley?
What am I reading? Right now I'm reading a book called The Diary of a Teenage Girl. It is a memoir. It is shared, half written, half comics. There's illustrations throughout. It's a real critical darling. Picked it up at a secondhand bookstore and really enjoying it. So, Jason, what are you reading right now?
I just finished last night Jeff Lemire's Underwater Welder.
Mm.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It's a little quiet. It's a little subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I've also read AD After Death, which is the team up that he did with Scott Snyder that he co-wrote. I think AD After Death is better.
Mm. It's also about a decade between those two, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. About maybe like 5 years.
Well, good chunk of time.
Yeah. You know, Underwater Welder, I thought was a good book. And, you know, if you are looking for some comics that are different, it's very Twilight Zone-y.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for like a Twilight Zone-y, but actually about a story about a father and a son,
mm-hmm.
I think Underwater Welder should definitely go pick it up. You can find it as trade like anywhere. I just had never read it, and so I decided to pick it up.
You gonna read Essex County next?
It is in the plan before the end of the year to read Essex County.
It's
so yeah, I'm sort of I love Sweet Tooth by Jeff Lemire. I'm a big fan of Jeff Lemire,
mm-hmm.
and generally I have not liked anything that he's written.
Nice.
So with the exception of the X-Men, which was god awful. All right, so that's it for the Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. We want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate that. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, stay cool, babies.
Have a great weekend.
That's all I got to say to you, babe. The weekend's over by the time they hear this.
Oh, have a nice week.
Yeah, don't give away when we're recording this.
I don't know what time is.
We're recording on a Sunday. All right,
if you follow us on Instagram, you'll know when we left the country.
Yes. So we're going to be kind of quiet for the next 5 or 6 days because we're going to be overseas and stuff like that, and the channel will be kind of dead, but you know what? It's Thanksgiving week, and we thought we'd give ourselves a well-deserved break.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All right. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thank you so much for your support. And like every Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures, where I have no idea how to end it, I guess I will just say, hailing frequencies closed.